should people be confident of absentee ballot voting?
Yeah, I definitely think they should. And I totally get concerns around the mail. And even I have mailed things out to voters who were like, I never got the application you sent me. So it's a concern. But voters should know that they can drop off their ballot in person at any election day site or early voting site during the early voting period and on election day. And you can have someone drop it off for you. So if your friend or neighbor, family member is going there anyway, just ask them to drop it off for you if it's someone you trust.
You think it's better to drop it off than mail it?
I don't think it's better necessarily. We have concerns too over postage because when we look at the ballot, it's a little bigger, the envelope that it comes in.
Right. So I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's a question. If I just put a regular forever stamp on it, does it get there, or should I put two?
It should get there. We're telling people if you got two stamps, put two stamps on it because even though it might weigh an ounce or less, it's a big, big envelope, and so some post offices, depending on your county, may process that as needing more postage.
Once the ballots do presumably get to where they're supposed to be, which is the county boards of elections and New York City boards of elections all over the state, can the staff there handle it? I remember the legislative hearing where the Board of Elections commissioners testified back in August, and they said it could be 10 times the volume that we're used to, and we don't know if we can handle it. Has anything changed since they said that?
Yes, so one of the issues is that in New York State, our laws are on absentee voting. You're not supposed to open the ballots and look at them until 10 days after the election. So there's this waiting period in between. And in New York State, Governor Cuomo, he passed something he introduced an executive order to allow boards of elections to at least start looking at that inner envelope, at least start looking at people's signature, seeing if there's issues, seeing if ballots have to be sent back out if someone didn't seal that envelope right, and start to address those issues so we can hopefully get the count done faster.
So that's, say you do want to go in person. There's early voting. This is the second year of it. How do people go about finding out where those poll sites are?
So every county board of elections has them posted on their website. We also have it on our website, lwvny.org. And we have a county breakdown so you can see the hours the poll sites are open because they're not all going to be the same in every single county. And also if the site is accessible by public transit, if the site is handicap accessible according to the ADA, and if the site has parking. So we have all kinds of extra information on our website for voters to find.
And then there's election day, good old-fashioned election day, which polls are going to be open their normal times. I know there's been some concern about not having enough poll workers to staff the polls. Do you know anything about that, how that's going?
We've heard that with the big push that the Board of Elections made, and there was also the national push, the national poll worker recruitment day, that they have had more people sign up, and actually a lot of young people have signed up, which is great. So I think they're in a better state now than they were earlier in the year, and especially better than they were for the primary when it was really difficult for them.
Right, because that took the whole primary process took a while. So do you think we're going to know the results of big elections like the presidential election? You're already sounding doubtful. November,
yeah.
By the morning of November 4th, we're not going to know.
No, and we've been trying to prepare voters for that too, because it's not just New York, especially for the presidential election. It's all the other states too have their own processes of processing the absentee ballots, and states that don't normally do all vote by absentee are now sending everybody an absentee ballot. So it's going to be a while until we know the results.